In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Author Deborah Days tells this story. I was a single mother for several years on a very tight budget. I had no car, so after the school bus picked up my kids each day, I'd go catch the bus to my part-time job. Every Saturday, I'd load my two little darlings, kindergarten twins, into our red wagon, and rain, snow, or shine, I'd walk them to the grocery store about a mile each way. I'd shop, and then I'd pack the twins and the groceries into the wagon for the ride home to the tiny one-bedroom yellow house we were renting in an off-peak kind of neighborhood. One misty Saturday as we arrived home, there was a cardboard box on the front porch with a tag with my name on it. The box was full of groceries, laundry detergent, toiletries, and a bus pass for the next month. At the time, those were $24, which was a huge amount of money for me. I asked my closest neighbors and a few friends if they knew anything about it, and they all said no. For the next 2 years, every third Saturday of the month, there was a box of groceries, stuff for the kids, and a bus pass for the coming month. Now, things slowly got better for me financially, and eventually we moved into a larger apartment in a better neighborhood. And I never found out who that angel of mercy was, but will never forget their kindness as long as I live. In the gospel lesson we heard today, Jesus tells two very short parables, about one sentence each, illustrating the kingdom of God. What is it like where God intersects with our life? And first, Jesus says, the kingdom of God is like when a man plants a mustard seed and it grows into a large tree. Now, the variety that grows in Judea would get to be between 25 and 30 feet tall. Very huge, noticeable, even from long distances. And then Jesus complements this parable with a second one, which is the one I'd like to focus on today. Jesus says, the kingdom of God is like a woman who hid yeast in three measures of flour until all was leavened. Now, the mustard seed tree parable with a man illustrates the kingdom of God as big and obvious and seen. The leavening parable with the woman illustrates the kingdom of God as subtle and hidden, working under the surface, behind the scenes. And notice Jesus says the woman hid the yeast in three measures of flour. Interesting choice of words, hid, to hide the kingdom of God. And of course, Jesus chooses the word hid on purpose, but why? But why? Well, sometimes the power of the kingdom of God is hidden, but is nonetheless effective and growing in its deeper mystery. In the story that Deborah Days tells, whoever it was that gave her all those groceries and those household supplies and a transit card every month for 2 years chose to do it in a hidden way, anonymously, angelically, you might say. And yet in a way that allowed the kingdom of God to grow in Deborah's soul, not only while it was happening, but something that stays with her for the rest of her life, continually growing. And these can be some of the happiest moments of the kingdom of God on this earth. And it can even be kind of fun. I mean, honestly, taking the love of God like yeast and hiding it in different places and seeing how that secret gift of love grows, or not seeing it, just trusting that your secret act of leavening you did back there is growing the love of God in this world, even if you don't see the results. And this can be a really life-giving exercise. As you go about your daily business, hide acts of love and kindness in someone's life. And trust that this hidden yeast of the kingdom of God will grow in someone's heart. Now, I have a personal theory as to why Jesus had the man illustrate the kingdom of God as big and obvious with a 30-foot tree, and a woman illustrate the growing of the kingdom of God in a hidden manner. In those days in Israel, Women had what kind of rights? No power, no authority, no voice in the synagogue, minimal legal standing. It took three women to equal the testimony of one man. And still the women disciples were the first to proclaim the resurrection. And his women followers throughout the centuries found ways to grow the kingdom of God under the radar. And it was incredibly effective, in spite of the fact that it had to be done hidden and secretly and out of sight of the powers that would resist them. Now, that doesn't mean this lesson is only for women. It's for all of us. I just think Jesus chose a woman for this because of the context in which he told his story. It's like Jesus is giving subtle blessings and empowerment to all of us, saying, there are plenty of times you're going to have to share the love of the kingdom of God in a hidden manner. Go to it. Go to it. Earlier I said there are times we can choose to keep the work of the kingdom of God quiet, but sometimes we have to keep the work quiet. Sometimes we have no choice. And that's what Jesus is suggesting with this second parable. Now, the Savior's parables are known to have multiple layers of meaning, and this little one-sentence leavening parable is no exception. St. Theophylact teaches that in addition to the meaning of sharing the love of the kingdom of God in hidden and anonymous ways, the parable can also refer to a person's own being, the kingdom of God within. One layer of meaning is sharing the kingdom of God outward. The second layer of meaning is the growth of the kingdom of God inward. And while in the first layer of meaning we are the woman and the flower is the world in which we add love in a hidden way, the second layer of meaning, we are the three measures of flower and the woman is the divine spirit of God who hides the love of the kingdom within us. Within us. And Theophylact says that the three measures refer to the three components of our being: heart, mind, and body. Not by accident, three of the intelligence centers that Jesus tells us to love God with: all our heart, all our mind, and all our strength. The beauty of this level of grace is that the love of the kingdom of God is not only something we do outwardly, you know, for others, but is something wonderful being given to us. Something wonderful that you are, something wonderful that you are becoming. I have the gift of the kingdom of God within me, no matter what I'm going through. You have the kingdom of God growing in the innermost centers of your being from the divine baker herself, as it were. And slowly, steadily, subtly, you are being leavened with the kingdom of God until you are completely filled with divine life. So two things you're being invited to with this parable of the leaven. One is to go out and do. One is to go out and do the love of the kingdom of God in a hidden way. Find little places in life where you can share and spread love anonymously, under the radar, like hiding yeast in a lump of flour, like Deborah Day's angel of mercy did for her. And the second is to receive the love of the kingdom of God inwardly. To take time each day to experience the divine gift, to meditate on those three measures of flower within your heart, your mind, and your body, and see if you can't notice the love and presence of God growing subtly and steadily in your own being. Amen.